This has been the worst winter for birds in my yard since we moved here in 1981. On a great many days, I saw absolutely no birds whatsoever, even when I was paying close attention pretty much all day. We weren't expecting any northern finches this year anyway. There were excellent cone crops further north, so redpolls, crossbills, siskins, and pine grosbeaks didn't need to wander our way. But I had never imagined a winter without chickadees. One small flock moved about my immediate neighborhood, but they showed up in my yard only sporadically and very infrequently. I started wondering whether we might have lost many of the local birds to West Nile virus last summer or fall. Our crow and jay numbers were also down this year, and West Nile hits all three species hard. I never found any dead birds in my yard over the fall or winter, though I was gone much of the time finishing up my conservation big year. Russ was keeping the feeders filled while I was gone, and we were using pretty much the same kinds of seed, peanut butter, and suet as ever. Since April 7th, I have been hearing a chickadee singing occasionally, and on April 16th, one was flitting outside my window expecting mealworms, so the next day I went out and bought some. Sure enough, the chickadee came back on Friday, April 18th, and I noticed that he has a deformed bill. The upper mandible is way too long and bends weirdly to the bird's left. The lower mandible appears normal to my eyes and in my photos, but a closer look would be necessary to be certain. This is obviously one of the birds I fed regularly 2 years ago for it to remember that I opened the window with mealworms in my hand, so this is especially heartbreaking for me to see. Birders in Alaska started reporting chickadees with deformed bills, some with both mandibles horribly elongated and crossed, in 1999, and since then have found over 2,000 chickadees with the condition in south-central Alaska, along with rapidly increasing numbers of deformed bills in birds of other species, including northwestern crows, downy woodpeckers, Steller's jays, and black-billed magpies. The U.S. Geological Survey has been investigating possible causes, including environmental contaminants, nutritional deficiencies, and disease, but so far have no solid evidence about what is going on at all. According to the most recent information I can find, they believe the problem is fairly specific to the Pacific Northwest. But in February, Jim Williams, who writes about birds for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, received a report of one visiting a maple grove feeder from late December through at least February. As far as I know, mine is the second report in Minnesota. I'm hoping if anyone else sees one in our area, they'll let me know. Even more important, though, is to report any sightings of deformed chickadees to the U.S. Geological Survey's researchers studying the problem. I've posted the URL to the study on my blog at lauraerickson.blogspot.com. I feel a special obligation to my backyard chickadees. They've provided me with so much joy and pleasure throughout most of my life, and my afflicted bird is one of the individuals who has come to know and trust me. So I'm trying to get this bird banded, and I'm hoping I can get the bill trimmed, too. I'm hoping very much that the two Minnesota cases of chickadees with deformed bills are isolated aberrations. It's scary to think something is happening in the environment that's taking a toll on such a splendid and beloved bird, but if this is the start of a serious problem, the more information we can gather, the faster we can figure out what's happening and do something about it. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.